Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The World Cup is headed to Kansas City this summer, and it's causing an alcohol border war. Kansas is close to approving longer hours for serving alcohol during the event. That's similar to a Missouri law. Both states want to cater to World Cup partiers.
There's another revenue stream that Missouri's tapped into that I think Kansas needs to tap into, and I think that's this market.
We'll hear about the expanded alcohol sales plan after the news. Kansas officials have named three finalists for the state's next education commissioner, KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
Two of the three finalists are currently working in Kansas and one in Virginia. Reginald Eggleston is superintendent of Geary County Schools and was recently named Kansas Superintendent of the Year. Jake Steele currently serves as Director of Strategy and Operational Alignment at the Kansas Department of Education. The third finalist, Lisa Coons, most recently served as Superintendent of Public Instruction in Virginia. The Education Commissioner is the Chief Education Administrator, overseeing education and implementing policies set by the State Board of Education. Current Commissioner Randy Watson is retiring after nearly a dozen years in the role. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The Cosmosphere in Hutchinson will hold a watch party for NASA's return to the moon. The launch is scheduled for 5:24 p.m. Central Time today, provided there are no launch delays. Cosmosphere events begin 2 hours before launch. The watch party will feature a live stream, kids' activities, and Artemis merchandise. It is open to the public. Hector Diaz is with the Cosmosphere. Diaz says this moment is years in the making. It will be the first crewed flight around the moon in more than 50 years.
It really is just very exciting that we are doing this again. Humans haven't been back to the moon for a number of years. And despite this just nearly being in orbit, you know, there are a lot of questions that will be answered by this mission.
Diaz says variables, including weather, may delay the launch. Updates on Artemis 2 are at Cosmo.org. Soccer fans in Kansas City will have one more chance to buy tickets for FIFA World Cup matches beginning at 10 a.m. today, Salisa Kalakal reports.
This is part of FIFA's last-minute sales phase. The window for ticket sales will remain open until the end of the World Cup tournament in July. Kansas City will host six matches, including four group stage matches, a round of 32 match, and one semifinal match. FIFA says demand for tickets is high, with overall attendance of this year's tournament expected to surpass the record set by the 1994 World Cup. Teams from Algeria, Argentina, England, and the Netherlands will make the Kansas City area their base camp. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
Habitat for Humanity and Goodwill are joining together to revitalize a neighborhood in northeast Wichita. The effort is part of Habitat's Women Build program this spring. Throughout April, Habitat volunteers will visit Goodwill stores to discuss programs and volunteer opportunities. Shoppers can also round up their purchases to benefit Women Build. The Build invites women to volunteer, learn new skills, and help construct homes. This year's project is building and revitalizing houses near Pyatt Avenue and 26th Street. More information is at wichitahabitat.org/womenbuild. The campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan is filled with hundreds and perhaps thousands of unnamed squirrels, but efforts are underway to change that. Jay Schaefer reports.
It sounds like a squirrely idea. For a small fee, K-State will let you name your own squirrel on campus. K-State has even launched a nutty marketing campaign.
These fuzzy little critters are everywhere, yet sadly, they do not have names.
Shane Shanks, senior creative director at the K-State Foundation, says his team's trying to get names for all the squirrels on campus.
We have a group of people that we call the Squirrel Squad who are responsible for making sure that we can make some squirrels' lives better and happier.
And on April 8th, K-State's Day of Giving, patrons can do just that. With few exceptions, any name will do. Jabba the Nut, James Squirrel Jones, you get the idea. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Wichita State University and McPherson College are partnering to offer an accelerated program for a Master's of Business Administration. The program will begin in the 2026 fall semester. It will allow undergraduate students at McPherson College to earn up to 9 graduate credits toward an MBA from Wichita State. Students must meet certain academic and eligibility criteria to enroll. Their credits will apply when they are formally admitted to Wichita State's MBA program. This is the first partnership between the two institutions, with more expected in the future. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Kansas law allows bars to serve alcohol from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. daily, but that could be changing this summer. A bill approved by lawmakers that's headed to the governor's desk would extend alcohol service to 23 hours a day during the World Cup as a way to compete with Missouri. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
It's Monday morning, just after doors open. Mondays are usually slow for most businesses, but there are a few tables filled with people ready to eat and drink at Dempsey's Burger Pub. General Manager Tyler Cranis walks behind the bar with multiple liquor bottles in hand. He knows business is likely to pick up this summer. There's a big countdown clock, counting the days until the 2026 FIFA World Cup begins. Cranis has been preparing. Whenever he has some free time, he's been doing research on the food and beverage culture of Algeria. The country's national soccer team is making Lawrence their home base for the World Cup, so Cranis wants to make the team and their supporters feel at home.
So I want to know as much as I can about them so I can cater to them as much as possible, get them in here and show them a good old-fashioned American time.
The good times would roll late into the night under the change. It gives local governments and businesses the ability to opt in to serve alcohol 23 hours a day during the World Cup. The extended hours for the international soccer tournament could bring an uptick in business during the slower summer months to the bar. The move comes after Missouri passed similar legislation last year. Their bill allows for all-day service, but consumption can only take place between 6 a.m. and 5 a.m. Both states want to capitalize on the World Cup games and an influx of people in the greater Kansas City area. It set up a booze border war between the states. Dempsey's managing partner Taylor Spaniel says the plan gives Kansas bars a chance to compete.
With Missouri already passing a very similar bill, I feel like if Kansas doesn't move forward, that we'll lose a lot of business to Missouri.
Not every bar wants to take advantage of the extended hours, though. Red Lion GM Chris Nevervee says the soccer bar he runs will not extend their alcohol service.
There's people in KC that are going to be staying out late, that's fine. But here in Lawrence here, I do not anticipate any extra crowd at all post 2 a.m.
Even if Nevervee did anticipate a big crowd, he said he wouldn't have the staff to do it. Some lawmakers don't see the need for the extended hours because they say the timing doesn't make sense. The latest World Cup matches start at 11 p.m. Central Time. They usually last less than 2 hours. This led Lawrence State Senator Marcy Francisco to vote no on the change.
So why would it be necessary to have bars open when the games aren't on?
Lawmakers worry the temporary 5-week expanded alcohol sales could become permanent. Some changes, like to-go alcohol sales during the pandemic, eventually were continued, despite initially being a short-term fix for boozy businesses. Another concern is that liquor stores are included in the bill. If local governments and liquor store operators want to extend hours, liquor stores in Kansas are generally open from 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays, with some exceptions based on locality. Back at Dempsey's, Taylor Spaniel supports the temporary extended hours and would support permanent extension, although not until 5 a.m.
Even being able to stay open consistently until 3 a.m., sometimes 4 a.m. on the weekends, I think would be really beneficial.
A middle ground option can be found across the Missouri border. The Missouri law is written in a way that gives local governments the ability to extend without increasing to 23 hours of alcohol consumption. The Columbia City Council took this option by extending alcohol service by 1 hour for the duration of the World Cup. The Kansas plan doesn't explicitly allow added hours without agreeing to the full 23 hours of alcohol service. However, two state senators said local governments could extend hours without committing to all 23 hours. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Into Music, Byron Isaacs of Lost Leaders and the Lumineers discusses scoring a film.
This is a movie told in flashback. The woman, during the course of the movie, is actually running a marathon. You are with her thoughts while she's running.
That's Into Music this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.